Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Surge. This week, we will talk about marketing for startups. Now, when we say startups, in our world, there are maybe three types of startups. The first type of startup is everybody's favorite. It's a technology company. It's a unicorn, right? Everybody's looking for those. You invest $100,000, you get back $5 million. The second type of startup is the type of startup that we love, which is an e-commerce startup. Okay, we love e-commerce startups because we know a lot about e-commerce and we have had our own e-commerce startups over the past 15 years or so. And the third type of startup is the one that we like, but we usually don't work with, is a local business that's starting up, but it's starting up bootstrapping and not raising any capital. It could be that you're opening a local mom and pop shop, or you could be going after maybe a lead generation business, or you could be an attorney, or you could be a lawyer, or a doctor, or a plastic surgeon. So we're going to talk mostly about the first two, which is the technology startups as well as the e-commerce startups. Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, we get a lot of requests from startups. We don't do business with all of them. Why don't we do more work for startups?
Well, typically it's because they don't have the budget, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to bootstrap it, or they're still trying to seek outside investment. And when they come to us, they're not there yet. Typically, if we do work with a startup, they're probably already into Series B, you know, round two of funding. But typically, that's one of the reasons why we don't get involved at the early stages.
Yeah. So what we've done more is it's hard for us to build a strategy for a technology startup because most of the time, again, like Joe said, they don't really have the budget and they don't really have the means to hire a company like Optimum 7 to do consulting or to actually execute a specific strategy. But what we have done before, we've done consulting before, we've actually shown them the right path into building strategies before, but we work with a few startups and those startups tend to be e-commerce startups. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about e-commerce startups, there are a couple of different ways you could begin, right? Number one is you have really, really good relationships or you are building those relationships with suppliers. Number two is you might be in the process of basically coming up with a product or manufacturing a product. With the coronavirus right now, good luck if you're manufacturing anything in China and anywhere in the world, actually, because all the raw materials come from China. And then the third type is somebody who has been doing this on the side and now they started or they wanted to start getting serious about actually doing e-commerce. And I think I'll add a fourth part here, which is tied to number three, is if you find the right type of suppliers where you could actually have a dropship agreement mm-hmm. or a dropship relationship, which is extremely tough. Why do we prefer to work with e-commerce startups, Joe?
So one of the reasons why is because it's very straightforward and very easy for us to build a strategy and to track performance.
Got it. Now, when it comes to e-commerce startups, again, what we look for are the following. Number one, you have a steady supply of product. If you don't have the product, or if you're taking pre-orders, or if you have any issues with shipment, you're going to get negative reviews. And that's the last thing you want to do as an e-commerce business. Number two, we look at your operations. We actually look at who's going to fulfill orders, who's going to take customer calls. We see if you're scalable or not, because if we go ahead and execute a strategy and we get you a ton of orders, we want to make sure that not only from an inventory standpoint, you have the means, but how many orders can you actually ship from your warehouse? Or if you're working with a third-party logistics system or company, how many orders can they actually ship on a daily basis? Number three, we look at your platform. What platform are you on? Are you on Volusion, BigCommerce, Shopify? I mean, if you're on Magento and you're trying to dropship and you need a bunch of integrations, it's going to cost you close to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to build those integrations so that you can have the order flow between Magento and possibly a third-party inventory management system. Number four, we look at your accounting software. How do you batch these items? Number five, we look at your compliance issues. If you're sending or if you're shipping a bunch of products to California, you got to look at Prop 65. You got to look at GDPR. If you are shipping firearms, you can only ship certain types of firearms to certain types of states, right? If you're trying to ship alcohol, you're going to need permission from every single state. And you can only ship to certain states with certain limitations on wine or liquor. So there are so many details and considerations, and we try to guide e-commerce startups in this manner. The other one that I would say that is really hot right now is still subscription boxes. If you have any kind of a subscription box, if you have any kind of reoccurring product, we love those kinds of e-commerce startups because why do we love startups like that?
Recurring revenue,
right?
Yeah, and so again, where everything that you just discussed right now is the technical aspect of starting up an e-commerce business. You haven't even gotten to the marketing aspect yet. You haven't even gotten to now branding, right? Are you delivering or offering a unique product or is that product already out there?
Yep.
That's gonna determine your strategy and how difficult it's gonna be for you to penetrate the market. Yep. So these are all things that you need to take into consideration, but without going through those first five steps, forget about marketing, because you can lead as many people as you want, but if you don't have the infrastructure built, it's not gonna stand.
Got it. So we love e-commerce and we love e-commerce startups, but we also work with technology startups. So if you have an app, if you have a software, there what we look at is similar. It's not so much recurring, but we look at lifetime value of a customer and what your churn rate looks like. And if you don't have those calculations, we usually will not accept a client, or we won't take you on as a client. And the only way we take you on as a client, if you don't have those metrics, is we say, we're just going to do branding for you. We're just going to get you eyeballs. But what we like to see possibly, and this is the combination that I love, if you do technology, let's say if you're a SaaS solution, you better be charging $100 or $200 a month for your software. And then you need to have a B2B or an enterprise element where you can do some large projects, because the industry right now is very competitive. And you're gonna need those big projects. Let's say you do app development. You might have a platform where you provide app development for $50 a month and it's do it yourself. But at the same time, you better have a department that actually build apps for enterprise companies on your own platform where you charge $20, $30, $40, $50,000. Because cash flow is incredibly important when it comes to startups, especially technology startups. So we tend to only work with technology startups who have their monetization in order.
Yeah. And then another extremely important aspect of that is your customer service and onboarding and your academy, right? I mean, if you're going to be expecting users to pay for this on a monthly basis, the startup, and they get in and all of a sudden they see an interface and they don't exactly know how to use it, you're going to lose that customer. You need to make sure that the onboarding runs smoothly, that you have an academy built where they can answer any frequently asked question that's out there. But at the same time, customer support, phone support, live chat, these are all the crucial elements to maintain that lifetime value.
Yep. So if you don't have these things, for example, one solution we love is Intercom. If you're not running something like Intercom to actually nurture those free trials that are going to go become paid customers, your churn rate is going to be very high, and it doesn't matter what kind of a cost per acquisition CPA I get for you on a sign-up basis, you're not going to be profitable. So when it comes to, again, technology startups, if you have a technology, we see a lot of smaller SaaS companies that go after trying to build customers right away. Nobody knows you. Average user needs 26 brand touch points to do business with you. So if you just go ahead and say, hey, it's $99 a month, pay me and use my system, nobody's gonna use. You better have a free trial. You better even have like a free version that you have like a bunch of people sign up, they love their software, and you switch to a paid method. Keywords Anywhere, I think, is
a— Keywords Everywhere.
Keywords Everywhere is a great example of this, and we still use them and we love them. We're happy to pay for it, but we use it free for—
Years.
Yeah. Right? So this is another strategy. All we're saying is don't try to make your technology perfect to go live with your SaaS product or with your software product. And another thing that we do a lot of is Product Hunt. You better get your solution on Product Hunt and get eyeballs. But the most important thing is get that monetization. Even if you don't have it today, get a plan going so that you know where the money is going to come from. That's what, as Optimum 7, we like to work with. If you have any questions, let us know. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.